Becoming criminal or deviant is not just something that people do with a particular act. It's a gradual process in which their identities, that is how they see themselves, become transformed through the reactions of others. Labelling theory makes a distinction between primary and secondary deviance. Primary deviance is an initial act of rule-breaking, which can result in negative reactions from others. Secondary deviance is the behaviour that follows as a result of this labelling. Think, for example, of kids growing up in a so-called bad or crime-prone area. Not only does this influence their upbringing, but it can follow them to school, where they're more likely to be labelled as non-academic or troublemakers. These negative reactions can then influence their view of themselves and become a self-fulfilling prophecy, leading to further deviance. So from this point of view, we have to see a lot of crime and deviance as a consequence of stereotyping and negative labelling from others. If I had to sum up this approach with an everyday phrase, I'd say it's, give a dog a bad name.